not supposed to take stuff from strangers.
Oh, well, I'm Pennywise the Dancing Clown. Now we aren't strangers, are we?
Alexander, this is the police. Put down the microphone and come out with your hands on your head.
This just in, broadcaster Alex Exum has just been arrested due to blatant use of reality.
It's time to strap him up and wheel him away for his weekend therapy. But Alex Exum will be back with more next week. Next week.
You are about to enter the Exum Experience with your host, Alex Exum. Now, here he is, Alex Exum.
You're in trouble now. Unfortunately, here today, I've got to kill that man.
You'll have to run for it now. And hell is where he's headed.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Bigfoot Speaks. Interview with a Sasquatch. Sasquatch.
Day for me, as we've been looking for this day for a long time. I'm thrilled to be here to administer the oath of office to America's Mr. Alex. Come here, Alex. Thank you. Congratulations.
Alex Exum.
From the south coast of the Golden State, it's Long Beach's most popular talk show with Alex Exum. And now, your host, Alex Exum.
It is Alex Exum with a slightly blown out voice, but hopefully, well, there we go. Let me go in my lower register and it doesn't get all pre-puberty. Hi, friends. I had a wonderful birthday yesterday. Went to the Padre game with my homegirl Charlene, who, by the way, made me a gorgeous... Jeez, what was that? Hold on. Made me a gorgeous choker silver necklace with my favorite gemstone, tiger's eye, in the form of a tiger's claw, or maybe a tooth. Let's call it a tooth. It is gorgeous. I posted it on Instagram at Alex Exum. You want to check it out. I've got a little more active on Instagram because, I'm doing more stuff. And so I go in spurts. I go out and do stuff. I post, and then I go back into my hole. Because as you know, I'm a lone wolf. But even lone wolves get gifts sometimes. I want to thank Sheila and Rick and Carlton. Of course, Kit. And of course, Charlene, and anyone else I forgot who sent me a card, who sent me a gift, who just sent me a text. My cousin Margie, Devon, everybody else. I did. Thanks, guys, everyone, for thinking of me. Brian, Beth. Did I say Margie, cuzzy Margie? Love you, cuz. Love you all. Thank you. Wow, what a birthday. So as you can imagine, I was a one-man pep squad for the Padres yesterday against the Mets. By the way, we did win. What a beautiful... Listen, I will say this. I'll tell you two good things and two bad things. I can't talk long, but I wanted to come on air. It's like 1:30 in the afternoon because I'm figuring by 5 o'clock, my voice will be fully gone. This is usually what happens. And I have my voice now. It might, maybe for a little herbal tea and I take care of it, maybe I can do the show tonight. But maybe you get two shows a night. Here's the point. It's sounding like it's going to be gone by then, and I'm really trying not to talk too much, but I'm getting calls all day. So here's the deal. Thank you. That's it. That's all I wanted to make sure I came on air today. So that's the show. I'll say one other thing, but thank you so much. It really means a lot to me that my listeners, my friends, and my family think of me on my birthday. Oh, and by the way, I didn't mention this. Thank you, Tiffany. My old, I should say old. She's not old. I'm old. my ex-girlfriend, when I say old, I mean we dated in high school, right out of high school, Tiffany Williams, one of the first texts I got in the morning, except from the back east people texted me, my family and friends. But like in California time, it was Tiffany, and she remembered my birthday. And Tiffany, thank you so much. I am such a horrible son of a bitch when it comes to people's birthdays. I admit it. I am horrible with dates. I am horrible. And so people like Tiffany always remind me to be more thoughtful with people. And thank you, Tiffany, and everybody else. Realized I might have forgot Tiffany, and I was really thrilled with that. And it's funny, I mentioned to her I was at the game, and I said, we got to come. You and I got to come and go see a game. And of course, at one point she had season tickets. So I said, oh my God. So that made me think, let me look into season tickets for the Padres. Now, here's why. Petco Stadium is gorgeous. It's brand new. It's beautiful. Location, horrible. Now, traffic was fine. That's amazing. You go to a Charger game, you want to shoot yourself in the face because of the traffic. I don't know if we'll ever go again. Charlene and I said, you know, last year we went to a Charger game. This year we went to the Padre game. So she took me to the Charger game, and I took her to the – well, I didn't take her to the Padre game. We went for my birthday. But I wanted to go. She wanted to go. And so we kind of – like I made the decision in the dates. Let's put it that way. So she chose the Charger game. I chose the Padre game. And we both realized it is a night and day experience going to Petco or SoFi. SoFi is a multi-bazillion dollar – stadium. It's gorgeous. First time I was there. It's brand new in LA. Nightmare to get to, nightmare to get out of. Absolute, pure, unfiltered, unadulterated hell. Now, in contrast, Petco, very easy to get to, very easy to navigate, very easy to park. Skid Row surrounds it. What has happened to my beloved San Diego? I grew up in Encinitas. I saw the abs. Sorry. I think I just broke puberty. The absolute human decay downtown and around the stadium was shocking in downtown San Diego, man. I was like, what the hell? Even Charlene, I said, Charlene, look, this little girl, she's in her 20s, sorry, not little girl. Someone will slap me for that. A young lady walking down the street, getting harassed by drug dealers, pimps. I was like, how could a young girl, maybe going to college down there or whatever, living around this crap? I said, Charlene, I wouldn't allow you down here by yourself. She said, I wouldn't want to be here by myself. I said, if I were a young girl down here, I wouldn't go out without my husband or boyfriend or whatever, or bodyguard. Or at least two or three girls together with mace and guns and butterfly knives. I don't know, butterfly knives with women, just sexy. Sexy. If a woman ever pulls a butterfly knife on me, I might ask her out. So look, here's the deal. Oh, my favorite gift, by the way, went to the Padre game. Got a beautiful, I got a bunch of stuff. I don't want to go down the list and bore you. Love my necklace. That's one of my other tops. The cards, beautiful. The papyrus that you say? Beautiful cards. I love my cards. But you know how I'm a weirdo. I'm a little wacky. And I don't want to call her wacky, but she knows my wacky sense of humor. I have an Aunt Sheila, my beloved Aunt Sheila. And she sent me, and those of you who know the history of this show, you'll know why this is so officially important to me. I won't bore you with it now, but official Sasquatch socks. I mean, these things are rad. They actually match. I'm going to be teaching a class shortly at my acting studio here in Long Beach, my buddy's acting studio, Charles. By the way, myactingstudio.com. If you're an actor, I need to plug it more. You need to go to myactingstudio.com. Charles, it's my voice, folks. I know his name. Charles Tintendo is an amazing actor and coach, and you would behoove yourself if you're an up-and-coming actor to, you need to get in that class. But the point is, I'll be teaching a class coming up on podcasting there because he wants to get that going. And I said, these are the socks I wear my first day of teaching because it matches my gray suit and they're gray Sasquatch socks. I won't bore you with it. They're on my Insta. Sasquatch socks. Every year, Sheila, I don't know how you do it. Every year you find a Sasquatch-themed gift I post it every year. All my the listeners of the show adore it because it's now become a running joke. It's just, I don't, is, can you run out of Sasquatch memorabilia? I don't know if it's possible because she finds books, t-shirts, socks. I mean, what else? Christmas tree ornaments. I need to take one picture of all the stuff only Sheila has sent me. And it's all Sasquatch stuff. You will die. She's rad. Anyway, I love you, Sheila. And I love you all. I think my voice might make it. I may come back and do a show at 5 o'clock, 5 to 7 live tonight. I got to tell you, I'm really tired. And that's not because I didn't get sleep. I finally got sleep last night, but I got a lot of work to do. And if I can make it to 5 and my voice holds up, I have to do some voiceovers for work today. And I don't know if it's going to happen. Right now, I feel like I could do it, but this isn't how I do voiceovers. I have to use my normal speaking voice. And I'm playing with my voice right now, so I don't go too, when I go high, it goes, it breaks, it's, you know, it's a funny thing. Oh, by the way, if you don't think I was yelling loud, even Charlene and some of the other people sitting around me were like, I've never heard a guy. I had to explain to her, I finally told her last night, I said, well, you know why, I told you this story, right? She's like, AJ, you've always been loud. You're loud in high school. You're just loud. Your voice is deep. But I said, yeah, it always has. I get it. But it got much worse when I became an actor. Look, you want to blame somebody? Blame that bastard Rick Mitchell and my acting coaches. Because when I started doing theater, they taught me how to, through basically throwing your voice, you got to speak to the back of the theater, right? You're in a huge 500 theater, some 1,500 seat auditorium. And you're on stage, you have to learn how to it's called project, right? I've had it 1,000 times. Project from your bio. There's a breathing exercise, all sorts of stuff. So once I learned that technique, I learned I could outshout anybody. I don't care if it's in a bar or a stadium. So at one point, it was at Machado. I think Machado hit a home run and everyone was amped up. And then the pods were, you know, we got our runs, then they got out. The pods are pitching. They struck out two. We strike this guy out. Shoo-in, we're winning. It's like, what was it, the eighth inning? Maybe the top of the seventh. Anyway, at one point, go back and watch the play-by-play or the highlight reel. You'll hear one man at one point yell, I can't do it right now because this is, I'm sure this is the one that put me over the edge towards the end of the game. I literally screamed as loud as I could, strike him out. Oh my God, it hurt just saying it. That's the one that did it, I could tell. Oh, man, we're going to need some herbal tea today. It hurts a smidge to just do that. So anyway, I screamed at the top of my lungs, strike him out. I saw the woman in front of me jolt. I felt bad for her. And I did it up loud. And, you know, I megaphoned my hand, so I don't know how it got in her. Well, it was damn loud. Even Charlene was like, yo, dude. Man, I can be a loud asshole when I want to be. But I was being very nice. It was, listen, let me tell you this. Let me tell you something. I know people have gone to, usually they're football games, frankly, and there's brawls and people get beaten up. That poor guy, Brian Stowe, I'll never forget it, the San Francisco fan who had his almost brains beaten in. He's got mental challenge. It's horrible. He's in a wheelchair. So people are, you know, you hear those fights and stuff at stadiums, you get a little nervous. I got to tell you. You will never feel safer. Petco had their security, obviously cops, but of course they don't search you on the way in, but you go through a metal detector and everyone in there was nice. It was families. They were all friendly. Mets fans were friendly with Padre fans. We were chiving each other a little, but very good, all in good fun. It was, dare I say it? I will. We'll go out on this. It was absolute pure Americana.
Alex Exum.